Chapter 16, Passage of Lines. This chapter discusses the performance of forward and rearward passages of lines. It first discusses general considerations, organization of forces, and control measures for a passage of lines. Next, the chapter discusses planning considerations associated with a passage of lines. Finally, it discusses a forward and rearward passage of lines. General considerations for a passage of lines. A passage of lines is an operation in which a force moves forward or rearward through another force's combat positions with the intention of moving into or out of contact with the enemy. JP 3-18. There are two types, a forward passage of lines and a rearward passage of lines. Units perform a passage of lines to continue their attacks or perform counterattack, retrograde, and security operations that involve advancing or withdrawing through other units' positions. A passage of lines potentially involves close combat. It involves transferring the responsibility for the assigned area between two units. That transfer of authority usually occurs when roughly two-thirds of the passing force have moved through one or more passage points. The headquarters directing the passage of lines is responsible for determining when the passage of lines starts and ends. If not directed by higher authority, the stationary unit commander and the passing unit commanders determine, by mutual agreement, the time to pass command. They disseminate this information to the lowest levels of both organizations. Units have several reasons for conducting a passage of lines. These reasons include to sustain offensive tempo, maintain the viability of the defense by transferring responsibility from one unit to another, transition from the performance of delay or security operation by one force to the defense, transition a unit for another mission or task. Units can conduct two variations of a passage of lines, a forward passage of lines or a rearward passage of lines. A forward passage of lines occurs when a unit passes through another unit's positions while moving toward the enemy, ADP 3-90. A rearward passage of lines occurs when a unit passes through another unit's positions while moving away from the enemy, ADP 3-90. Ideally, the passing unit's operations do not interfere with the stationary unit. The headquarters directing the passage of lines is responsible for determining when the passage of lines starts and finishes. Because of the difficulty and risks inherent in a passage of lines, the headquarters directing the passage of lines usually positions C2 to oversee and deconflict the operation. The passing unit is responsible for establishing communications with the stationary unit. The only exception to this is when the passing unit is in direct contact, at which point to assist the unit in contact, the stationary unit works to establish communications. Ideally, the headquarters responsible for the passage of lines co-locates the stationary force. If the headquarters responsible for the passage of lines is unable to co-locate with the stationary unit, then the passing unit establishes communications with the stationary unit. After receiving the warning order that directs a passage of lines, the passing unit's commander and key staff representatives generally co-locate with the command post of the stationary unit to facilitate in planning the passage and establishing common situational understanding. If the passing unit cannot co-locate one of its command posts to help plan the passage, it conducts extensive liaison with the stationary unit. The planning focus for both the passing unit and the stationary unit is on operations following the passage. While this occurs, the two units involved coordinate the following: the exchange of intelligence and combat information to include products and databases, current friendly dispositions and tactical plans, especially deception and obstacle plans, direct and indirect fires and close air support plans, any graphic control measures and graphics not directed by the higher headquarters, such as boundary changes, the battle handover lines, emergency logistics points, and assembly area and firing positions for artillery, air defense, and other units. Long-range and short-range recognition symbols and vehicle markings to reduce the probability of fratricide. Signal operating instruction details, such as call signs, frequencies, and recognition signals. Time and conditions for transfer control of the assigned areas from one headquarters to the other, if not previously established. Provisions for movement control, including contact points, start and release points, primary and alternate routes, route selection, priorities for using routes and facilities, passage points, and provision for guides. Reconnaissance by elements of the passing unit. Security measures during the passage, including nuclear, biological, and chemical reconnaissance or biological detection systems. Fires, obscurance, and any other combat sustainment provided by the stationary unit. Measures to reduce both units' vulnerability to attack by enemy weapons of mass destruction. Operation security measures required before or during the passage. Allocation of terrain for use by the passing force. Air defense cover, up to and forward of the battle handover line. Sustainment support for the passing unit provided by the stationary unit, especially fuel, maintenance, and medical treatment. Population of icons within computer systems that track friendly system and unit locations to increase situational awareness and reduce the probability of friendly fire incidents. Detailed isolated soldier guidance. Organization of forces for a passage of lines. A unit may participate in a passage of lines as either the passing or the stationary force. Performance of a passage of lines does not require a special task organization, with the exception that the stationary force provides guides and sustainment assets to expedite the movement of the passing force. Both the passing and stationary forces maintain their previous combat organization during the passage. The stationary unit conducts operations against enemy forces that can interfere with the passage if it has the capability to do so. However, operations directed against enemy forces may be the responsibility of a higher echelon, depending on the echelon at which the passage takes place. A forward passing unit's order of march is generally reconnaissance and security elements first. The main body moves next, followed by functional and multifunctional support and sustainment elements. The overall headquarters integrates artillery and engineers into the order of march based on the mission variables. The passing unit reverses this order of march in a rearward passage of lines. Attack helicopters and armed UASs are useful in providing security to the passing force. Control measures for a passage of lines. Control measures associated with a passage of lines are generally restrictive to prevent fratricide. At a minimum, they include assigned area, assembly areas, attack positions, BHL, contact points, passage points, passage lanes, routes, gaps, phase lines, recognition signals. The headquarters directing the passage of lines designates or recommends routes, start and end times for the passage of lines. Units may also use SPs, RPs, FSCMs, such as CFLs, and other control measures as necessary to conduct this operation. The stationary unit establishes the necessary graphic control measures for the passage after coordination with the passing unit commander. The stationary unit establishes these measures because it controls the terrain. It knows the location of its obstacles in the tactical plan. In some cases, the higher echelon headquarters directing the passage may have previously established the necessary control measures. If the control measures dictated by the higher echelon headquarters are not sufficient, because they do not contain enough passage points, lanes, and so forth, the two units can agree to add the necessary measures and report to higher the additional control measures. A passage point is a designated place where passing units pass through the stationary unit. The location of this point is where the commander wants subordinate units to execute a passage of lines. In a forward passage of lines, the passage point marks the location where stationary force restrictions placed on the passing unit no longer bind the actions of the passing unit. On the other hand, in a rearward passage of lines, the passage point marks the location where the stationary unit can restrict the movement and maneuver of the passing force. Between the contact point and the release point, the stationary unit controls the passing force's movement. A passage lane is a lane through an enemy or friendly obstacle that provides safe passage for a passing force. The lane may be cleared, including being reduced and proofed as part of a breach operation, or it may be included as part of the design of a friendly obstacle. It is a clear route through an obstacle. Passage lanes normally end where a route begins. That route should allow the passing unit to move rapidly through the stationary unit's area. Planning a passage of lines. As with any activity involving transferred combat responsibility from one unit to another, the complex nature of a passage of lines involves risk. The passage of lines is either hasty or deliberate. In a hasty passage of lines, commanders use verbal orders. In a deliberate passage of lines, both the stationary and moving force have time to exchange plans, intelligence, databases, and liaison personnel. Conduct reconnaissance. Publish written orders. Conduct briefings and rehearsals. The higher commander directing the passage of lines is responsible for designating subsequent missions for both forces. When and under what conditions passage of command takes place. Start and end times for the passage. Contact points between the units involved. Any necessary common control measures. That higher echelon commander normally establishes this designated information in an order directing the passage. Close coordination and understanding between the units are essential in the absence of higher guidance. Command and control. Units plan their passages of lines to maintain enemy contact and provide constant fires on enemy forces. They reduce risk and ensure synchronization through detailed planning and centralized execution. The need for positive control increases during the passage because of the intermingling of passing and stationary forces. The passage requires close coordination, clearly understood control measures, and liaison among all headquarters and echelons involved in the passage. Clear identification of the moment or event that causes one force to assume responsibility for the assigned area from another is vital to successfully performing this task. A passage of lines requires clear determination of responsibilities. During a passage of lines, two parallel chains of command operate simultaneously in one area, and this may cause confusion. The passing unit's command posts may co-locate at the stationary unit's command post after receiving the warning order. This co-location reduces the risk associated with a passage because it makes it easier to coordinate between the two units. It facilitates planning the passage and establishing common situational understanding. If the passing unit cannot co-locate one of its command posts to help plan the passage, it conducts extensive liaison with the stationary unit. Following completion of the passage, the planning focus for both units is on their operations. Passing forces focus their planning efforts on two general areas: coordination with stationary forces and guidance to their subordinate units performing these passages. These planning efforts occur simultaneously. Passing forces' plans address necessary branches and sequels in case enemy forces attack them during the execution of their passages to prevent degrading friendly maneuver. The passage of lines requires effective communication between passing and stationary forces. Units build redundancy of communication signals and means into their passage plans. They also designate contact points to ensure effective communication between these forces at the lowest possible tactical level. Movement and maneuver. The stationary unit identifies multiple routes through its assigned area. The passing unit begins reconnaissance of these routes as soon as possible. The stationary unit physically shows all obstacles, routes, and gaps through them to the passing unit. It provides guides for the passing unit, especially through obstacles, and occupies contact points and passage points. The passing unit begins to reconnoiter its routes to the established contact points with the stationary unit's troops. The stationary unit establishes a security area in which responsibility transitions from the stationary force to the moving force. Normally, a BHL designates the forward edge of this area. The BHL is within direct fire range and observed indirect fire range of the stationary force. Passing unit commanders prefer to perform their passages through gaps in stationary unit positions rather than through lanes or routes that traverse those positions. This reduces the vulnerability of both passing and stationary units, resulting from concentrating systems when units pass directly through the positions of other units. It also avoids the danger associated with concentrating passing units into passage lanes. A BCT requires a minimum of two passage lanes for a forward passage of lines and one passage lane for a rearward passage of lines. The routes and lanes should provide cover, concealment, and rapid movement of the passing force. Units may designate alternative routes and lanes for seaburn-contaminated elements of the moving force. These lanes disrupt the combat capability of the stationary unit to the minimal possible amount. If the terrain and enemy situation allow, units seek additional lanes to speed the process. Passing units normally have priority of route use to and within stationary unit assigned areas. Clearing and maintaining passage routes up to the BHL are the responsibility of the stationary force. Stationary forces provide passing forces with obstacle overlays. Passing units prepare to help maintain these routes and they position their engineer equipment accordingly. Stationary units control traffic within their assigned areas until passing units assume control. Passing units augment the traffic control capabilities of stationary units as required during the passage. Intelligence. Prior to a passage of lines, the stationary unit's intelligence staff must exchange all intelligence products and databases with the intelligence staff of the passing force. This intelligence includes known and suspected enemy locations, enemy unit strengths, and enemy activity focusing on the previous 72 hours. In a forward passage of lines, information collection assets are primarily tasked to support offensive operations following passage of lines completion. In a rearward passage of lines, information collection assets are primarily tasked to support defensive operations following passage of lines completion. Fires. Generally, the stationary unit commander controls the allocation of firing positions until the execution of the BHL. The fires cells of the stationary and the passing units agree on the allocation of firing positions. These positions are far enough forward to support the performance of the passage without having to displace artillery assets during critical stages of the passage. Ideally, enemy forces have not previously identified these positions. Detailed air and missile defense planning is essential. Passing units tend to move slowly and often in some type of column formation during their passage. Passing and stationary unit vehicle congestion presents lucrative targets to enemy aircraft and missiles. Dissemination of early warning and airspace control information reduces the risk of fratricide to friendly aviation assets, while increasing the probability of the timely detection of enemy aircraft and missiles. Strict weapons control status among pilots and air and missile defense units is critical, especially during limited visibility. Sustainment and protection. Stationary forces furnish passing forces with necessary assistance within their capabilities as far forward as possible, but behind the BHL. Staffs can coordinate this assistance in advance or provide it on an emergency basis. The types of assistance typically provided includes evacuating casualties and detainees, using areas and facilities such as water points and medical facilities, controlling routes and traffic management, recovering disabled vehicles and equipment, controlling dislocated civilians. This assistance expedites the passage of lines. Forward passage of lines. The purpose of a forward passage of lines is to move forces forward to conduct offensive operations. Units performing forward passages of lines maintain enemy contact while allowing the relief of previously committed forces. Stationary units control and secure their assigned areas far enough to their front that moving units can pass through them and deploy into movement formations prior to those moving units making enemy contact. Generally, stationary units support passing units with direct fires until those passing units mask those direct fires. Stationary units continue providing fire support to passing units until those passing units move beyond the range of those systems. Stationary units secure the lines of departure of forward passing units until these later units can assume those responsibilities. The boundaries of forward passing units after they complete their passage do not have to coincide with the boundaries of stationary units. Planning a forward passage. Close coordination between the passing and stationary force is crucial to enable the successful execution of the forward passage and subsequent transfer of responsibility. The stationary force controls and secures the assigned area far enough to its front that the moving force can pass through the stationary force and reform into a combat formation before contact with an enemy force. Generally, passing units assume control of their respective assigned areas forward of the BHL after two-thirds of forward passing combat elements move through their passage points. Preparing a forward passage. Passing units perform reconnaissance from their current locations to their designated assembly areas for the passage of lines. These assembly areas are generally located to the rear of stationary units. These passing units occupy their designated assembly areas after completing this reconnaissance. Commanders task organize their passing units in those assembly areas for their subsequent missions before initiating their forward passages of lines. Units preparing for forward passages of lines avoid regrouping in their attack positions. Executing a forward passage. Ideally, forward passing forces move in their desired movement formations through gaps in stationary unit positions without halting. This minimizes the time both forces are concentrated in forward areas and makes them less vulnerable to enemy attack. If not, they deploy to their desired movement formation as soon as they can. Passages of lines occur rapidly once initiated. Units perform a passage of lines when and where enemy forces have the least capability to detect it, such as at night or during periods of reduced visibility. Units consider using obscuration to screen friendly movement in any passage of lines, even at night. Each forward-passing force's command post passes through the stationary force's lines as soon as possible, after its lead elements complete their forward passage and locates where it can best control operations. Direct fire support by stationary forces ends when combat elements of passing forces, including their reserves, mask that support or move beyond direct fire range. However, artillery, air defense, and other long-range systems continue to support forward-passing forces until previously designated events occur or a higher echelon headquarters directs them to conduct another mission. Stationary forces provide security throughout the performance of the forward passages of lines. The movement of the forward-passing main body units begin from their assembly areas to attack positions. Passing forces conduct their final preparations for the passage of lines and the attack in those attack positions. Passing forces move to and occupy attack positions when enemy observation is unlikely. Stationary forces clear any obstacles from designated passage gaps, lanes, or routes. They guide passing force elements from contact points through passage points. Stationary forces' direct and indirect fire assets normally support the movement of passing forces. Commanders direct any supporting electromagnetic warfare capabilities, especially electromagnetic attack, against enemy command and control nodes. Their objective is to disrupt the enemy force's dissemination of information and ability to react effectively to friendly operations. Any preparation or covering fires coincide with the movement of passing forces from their attack positions to passage lanes. After the forward-moving unit commander assumes responsibility for the area, that commander coordinates all fire support. Depending on the situation, the passing commander may continue to use only the fire support assets of the stationary force until the passage of lines is complete. This allows forward-passing force fire support assets to move forward with the rest of their unit and conserve their ammunition for later expenditures. On passage of responsibility, the passing unit commander also assumes control of fire forward of the BHL. For example, the passing unit commander moves the CFL forward to conform to the movement of forward security elements. The stationary unit provides the passing unit with the previously coordinated sustainment as far forward as possible. The stationary unit concentrates on providing the passing unit with emergency medical, recovery, and fuel supplies to enable the passing unit to move through the stationary unit's positions rapidly. The principles of a forward passage of lines are the same when dissimilar forces, such as dismounted infantry and armored forces, are involved. However, the execution differs in that the type and amount of assistance provided by stationary forces changes because of the different capabilities and requirements of these different types of forces. The higher echelon commander ordering the passage can direct the provision of additional resources from other sources to meet the assistance requirements of forward-passing forces. Rearward passage of lines. A rearward passage of lines is similar in concept to a forward passage of lines. It continues the defense, maintaining enemy contact while allowing for recovery of security or other forward-deployed forces. Units may or may not conduct this operation under enemy pressure. Planning a rearward passage. The planning considerations discussed continue to apply during a rearward passage of lines. However, rearward movement is likely to be more difficult because the enemy force probably has the initiative, which tends to reduce the time available to perform liaison, reconnoiter, and make detailed plans. If rearward moving forces have been in action, soldiers are tired and possibly disorganized. The enemy force may be applying pressure on the passing force. Possible intermixing of friendly and enemy forces increases the probability of fratricide. Close coordination between the passing and stationary force is crucial to successful execution of the rearward passage and subsequent transfer of responsibility. This requirement for close coordination is even more critical when the tactical situation results in a staggered or incremental rearward passage across an assigned area. Passing force commanders relinquish control of their subordinate elements remaining in contact at the time of the transfer of responsibility to stationary force commanders. Generally, stationary units assume control of their respective assigned areas forward of the BHL after two-thirds of rearward passing combat elements move through their passage points. Preparing a rearward passage. Rearward passing forces begin coordination with those stationary forces through which they are going to move after receiving their warning orders. The command posts of both forces involved move to a position where they can co-locate as part of the preparations for the rearward passage. The commanders of these forces coordinate the same details as those outlined for a forward passage of lines. If necessary, fire support assets from the stationary force occupy positions forward of their primary positions to give maximum coverage of forces to the rearward moving unit. The two staffs coordinate those control measures necessary to support retrograde operations and their associated rearward passage of lines. These two commanders establish a probable time to initiate passage. Executing a rearward passage. Passing forces maintain command of their subordinate elements throughout their retrograde and rearward passage. The normal order of march in a rearward passage of lines is sustainment elements, main command post, functional and multifunctional support elements, tactical command post, and combat units. Passage points mark the locations where rearward passing forces come under the control of restrictions placed by stationary forces. If enemy forces continue to press their attacks, passing forces continue to control operations from the co-located command posts while stationary forces monitor and control the passage of lines in their assigned areas until battle handover occurs. Passing force command posts pass through the lines as soon as possible after the lead elements complete their passage. On passage of command, stationary forces assume control of ongoing operations. Stationary forces provide rearward passing forces with as much assistance as possible, just as they do during a forward passage of lines. The provision of indirect and direct fire support to passing forces by stationary forces is crucial for the success of these passages. This is especially important in covering the withdrawal of detachments left in contact during a delay. Stationary force fire support assets answer calls for fire from the passing force until battle handover occurs. The passing force's fire support assets echelon rearward to provide continuous fire support for the passing force until it can successfully disengage. Stationary forces initiate and clear calls for all fires forward of their locations once passing forces transfer control operations to them. The same procedure applies to any direct support air and missile defense assets. Stationary forces ensure that passing forces are able to move through passage routes and lanes. They employ available engineer assets to maintain these routes and lanes for use by passing forces. Stationary force commanders shift these assets to close gaps in their obstacles and defensive positions once passing forces and their forward security elements disengage and withdraw through their forward security areas.